This is City Cafe. I'm John Lemley. A new exhibit at Emory University's Schotten Gallery in Atlanta displays archival materials from the Southern Christian Leadership Conference in the years after the assassination of its founding member, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. The exhibit is called And the Struggle Continues, the Southern Christian Leadership Conference's Fight for Social Change. It highlights the variety of issues the group went on to champion in the late 1960s, 70s, and beyond. Now we'll pay a visit to just one of the exhibit's displays. It spotlights the SCLC's very first effort after King's death in 1968, Resurrection City. It was a tent city attracting some 3,000 residents that the SCLC set up in the summer of 1968, just 2 months after King's death.
My name is Sarah Quigley, and I'm a manuscript archivist.
My name is Michael Hall. I am a PhD candidate at the Graduate Institute of the Liberal Arts here at Emory University.
Quigley and Hall are two of the exhibit's curators.
The first major campaign of SCLC following King's assassination was the Poor People's Campaign in 1968. Thousands of people from around the country caravanned to Washington, D.C. and took up residence in Resurrection City on the National Mall. They lived there for a month in a sort of shanty town, while leaders met with government officials and residents demonstrated on the streets of Washington, D.C. for anti-poverty measures, access to a fair wage, access to jobs for all employable citizens, etc. On the back wall, we actually have photographs of Resurrection City. You can see two small children, one is African-American and one is Caucasian, walking with an older African-American man. Resurrection City was interracial. They were not asking the government for anti-poverty measures for African-Americans. It was for everyone afflicted by poverty in the United States.
You can listen to Ralph David Abernathy during an interview.
Abernathy was the president of SCLC following Martin Luther King. He was the second president of the organization.
Hal Link asked Abernathy, he says, many of us are looking around at Resurrection City, and we were thinking if we had, you know, plumbing, we could actually just stay here.
Some of us had the idea that it may very well become a permanent part of residential Washington.
And Abernathy responds, well, this isn't why we're here.
Well, we didn't come to Washington for a homestead act, and we didn't come to Washington just to run the city. We came to Washington to straighten out this country.
On the top left is a crowd shot of demonstrators in Washington, D.C., and you can see how muddy and wet it is. It basically rained the whole time they were there, which contributed to some of the issues that they had in the camp.
Many of those issues had to do with demoralization. The rain lasted for days. There was petty robbery. The press accused the demonstrators of having vague goals. Then, on June 5th, Robert Kennedy, one of the minds behind the encampment, was assassinated. A few weeks later, their permit to camp on the mall expired, and the police moved in.
On the right, you can see police in the foreground in front of some of the plywood tents, wearing gas masks and preparing to evacuate the encampment.
This is one of the most iconic of the images. The empty, tented grounds. You can see the damage from all the mud and the rain. And then in the background, you see the Washington Monument just rising up. And so it's that iconic image of this beloved city that they were trying to achieve as Martin Luther King's sort of final legacy.
Seeing the Washington Monument and the Capitol building in the background, you think of the American dream, how success is attainable for everyone. But then with the shanty tents in the foreground, you're reminded that for many Americans, daily life is an incredible struggle. Resurrection City really struggled under the weight of poor planning. There was a gang from Chicago that infiltrated and some competing egos, let's say. And I think that gave a lot of fodder to unsympathetic media to paint the ongoing civil rights movement as a movement that did not have the interests of the American people at its heart, which is unfortunate because though they did not get a lot of what they asked for, I think their point was pretty well made.
Poor People's Campaign, and in particular Resurrection City, are precursors to movements we see now, like the Occupy movement, where people literally take space as a matter of social protest. This is that prehistory.
I'm too close to heaven.
Sarah Quigley and Michael Hall, curators of And the Struggle Continues, the Southern Christian Leadership Conference's fight for social change, on display at Emory University's Schotten Gallery in Atlanta until December. The display on Resurrection City is just one of many within the exhibit. For a web bonus exploring the SCLC's AIDS activism in the mid-1980s, visit wabe.org/citycafe.
So close, I'm about to reach my goal.